Have you ever played laser tag? I didn't lie there, right? Some of you have played laser tag. I know my daughter has. Yes, when she she thinks I'm preaching right to her. It's fun. I am. I'm preaching to each and every one of you. It's fun. If you play, right, it's fun. Right, it is fun. If you like running around and keeping an eye on absolutely everything. When you play laser tag, you get placed on teams. You score points when you get hits on other teams and avoid hits on your own harness. And let me tell you, when you go with a church group and you're the minister, it's like neon that says target. Yeah. The room is dark and there are two levels and lots of corners. It works a lot better if you work with another person or two. Some people rush in and just go off on their own. Loners. They're trying to get as many points as they can, but they're also trying to avoid getting hit. But some folks learn to team up. If you've got someone at your back, in the Civil Air Patrol or in the Air Force, we would say watching your six, right? If you've got someone at your back, you only have to keep an eye out in one direction. You can give a warning to the other person, and that person can warn you. It's a better strategy. Having someone at your back, who's got your back? Some of you might be familiar with Doctor Who, and you might have recognized these clips from season 8 a couple of years ago. I heard some gasps of recognition when it first came up. In case you haven't been keeping up over the last 53 years, this is what you need to know. The Doctor is a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey. Yes, if you've seen my car, that's what my license plate says. He travels through time and space, but seems to spend an awful lot of time on Earth, and he generally travels with a companion or two, usually human. And the Time Lords have this peculiarity. They can regenerate when they're near death. So this Doctor in the clips we've seen this morning, he's the 12th Doctor. And in this particular episode, he has just regenerated. His companions, although they know that this happens, that he regenerates, they don't know him yet. And he doesn't completely know himself. They're off balance, all of them. And yet. In the second clip, we see Clara, his companion, very scared, facing a dangerous foe, reach behind her and tell us all that she knows the Doctor will have her back. I did mention that this Doctor, played by Peter Capaldi, is the 12th Doctor. So over the last 53 years, fans of Doctor Who have seen this regeneration play out 11 times. These regenerations, a new actor each time, they can be just as difficult for the audience as they are for the Doctor's companions. So Clara voices for us all of our concerns. We, the audience, we don't know what to make of this Doctor. We might have our own favorite Doctor from the past. Whovians, the hardcore fans of Doctor Who, have serious conversations about this stuff. But whomever your Doctor is or was, this Doctor now, this is who the Doctor is now. So Clara and the other companions give voice to what we, the audience, are thinking. At the beginning, they ask who he is, and they just sort of stare in wonder. They're just feeling their way around, but then we come to this moment, this climactic moment in the story, and Clara reaches behind her back, and she reminds us all that the Doctor, if he is still the Doctor, will always have her back. The last few years have seen some changes here at Brew, have they not? Oh, I see heads nodding, yes. Perhaps you've gone with the flow. Perhaps you're feeling a little off balance. So who or what helps you to know that the church is still the church? Who's got your back? I'm new here. Ministers don't regenerate, although we do come and go. So I can tell you I've got your back, but you will only know this with time and to some extent with your experience of ministers in general. And that doesn't just mean ministers here at Brew or even Unitarian Universalist ministers. We are the sum of our experiences, after all. So what does your experience tell you? Who's got your back? I don't think we have a congregational covenant here at Brew, at least not one that we keep posted and that we speak of often. But we do have a mission statement, a safe community for seeking and service. How does that happen for you? How are you kept safe here? How do you ensure the safety of others? Who's got your back? And how do we know? I mean, how do we know that we are safe in this community? For example, what happens when something goes wrong? I mean, it's easy to be friends when everything's going swimmingly, right? But in the clip we watched today, Clara and the doctor are in serious danger. That's when Clara really needs to know that the doctor has her back. So what happens when, say, there's a disagreement in a committee meeting? We operate using the democratic process. It's the fifth principle in Unitarian Universalism, the right of conscience and the use of the democratic process in our congregations and in society at large. Sometimes that means that we speak our minds and we get voted down. But what happens then? Well, building community takes learning and practice, does it not? Do you feel safe here speaking your mind even if your opinion is in the minority? Do you feel safe after others have spoken? Are you safe not only physically but emotionally? Do we speak to each other without hurting each other? I serve on a board that strives for consensus, but sometimes, consensus is just not possible, and we have to rely on majority vote. So there will be a winning side and a losing side in the vote. And folks are sometimes passionate about their positions. However, we are also passionate about serving together as one board with one voice. So even though sometimes I know that I might not get what I want, I know I've been heard and that the other people I'm serving with respect me and have my back. We have work to do during this interim period. I'm here to help guide you through it. It's church, and there are more than a couple of people here, so it's likely that we won't always agree completely on everything. Yes? We agree on that. Yeah, okay. Of course, thank you. And it's just possible that this time of uncertainty will continue during this interim period. So how will we make sure that we make a safe space for all voices, even while we hold in tension the discomfort of change and uncertainty? How will we know that we've got each other's backs? For my part, my study door is open to you. Come and see me. And I encourage you to talk to each other. Of course, that means really listening to each other, too. It doesn't mean that we always have to agree, although it's a wonderful thing when we're able to reach consensus. As John Wesley said, and then as you use picked up upon, we need not think alike to love alike. We can have each other's backs. Clara knows that no matter what, if the doctor is still the doctor, he will have her back. As we go traveling through time and space together, I've got your back, and I'll bet you've got each other's backs too. Do you think you have each other's backs? Turn to somebody in the pews right now and say, I've got your back. Turn to somebody else and say, I've got your back. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to ask you to have my back in the next couple of weeks. I know this congregation has been a committed member of Voice for a long time, so at a planning meeting based on your prior commitment, I went ahead and guaranteed, you hear me? I guaranteed that we'd have at least 25 people show up for the Voice action at Oakton High School on October 16th at 3:15 p.m. It was risky. I don't like coughing into microphones. It was risky, I know, but I trust in you, and I believe we can do this. Will you have my back on this one? Oh, thank you. Please do sign up downstairs after the service. This is one way that we put our shared values into action. I'm also going to give you a little homework this week. How'd you do with your last homework assignment? Who did anything on the last homework assignment? Your grades are going to reflect. That's right. So the last homework assignment was to think about what you might be willing to change or what you might like to change in the congregation, and big or small, and just talk to somebody about it. So did anybody do that? You don't have to raise your hands, but if you haven't done it, you can still do it. And here's a new homework assignment. I'd like you to talk to someone after church today, and as you feel comfortable doing, share a hope that you have for this church community. Got that? Share a hope that you have for this church community. That's it. Just share a hope and ask that person to hold that. It should be easy because you've already been sharing things that you might be willing to change. Maybe. Or you can still do. And I've got your back. Namaste.